Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Involve yourself. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. And listen, I haven't said this in a while, but I'll say it again. Allow the Word of God to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct you. Amen. Because He's our Heavenly Father, and we're His children. So you know what? He wants to love us, but also He wants to correct us. Amen. So praise God. Our message today is going to be this. Something that we need to practice more. Wait for the Lord. Amen. We want to do our own thing. We're impatient, you know, and we want to do everything quick, and fast. Amen. So let's not get too fast, you know. You'll find out there's a highway patrol behind you. And you was going too fast, so slow down. Don't leave like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. Leave a new you. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Be available. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Remember that you're a winner, you're a champion, you're an overcomer. You got to remind yourself these things each and every day as you wake up. You know, that miracle, He woke you up because He wants to use you. Amen. We're His body. Who's He going to use? Us, the body, His church. That's who He wants to use. So you prepare yourselves and have relationships with Him. Amen. So praise God, praise God, praise God. And you know what? Before, well, you can tell I'm excited. I want you to be excited because He loves you and He wants to use you. Amen. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Involve yourself. Be available to Him. Amen. Praise God. So let's make this declaration together. I am on go. I am ready. Let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Just reminder, the battlefield is the mind, okay? So we got to renew it with the Word of God because this negative world, the enemy in this negative world, they'll remind you. And you hear things and you see things. And, man, even though you think it, you don't have to do it. You got to renew it with what the Word of God says, amen, as often as needed, amen. So, whew, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. Amen. So, and they go like this. One of them says this. Be strong in Him. Stand strong in Him. The Bible says when you've done all to do, you to do, stand. When you've done all to stand, stand. Amen. So, praise God. Stand with Him. As we open up the new day, we just open a new month. We're at third day in the new month. But as you open a new day in your life, we face new challenges, the difficult times. God doesn't send these stones, but in times of difficulty, we must grow and be strong. It is an opportunity to allow God's Word to come alive in our lives and see us through to victory. You can't run from everything that's hard in your life and expect God to deliver you. Remain faithful during the times of adversity. Serve Him no matter what comes your way, amen, or what comes against you, and God will honor you. Fight the good fight of faith. You're growing and maturing in Him. You are being prepared for promotion. Remain faithful in God's appointed time. He will promote you to new levels of victory, and you live that abundant life that He has promised you, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, amen. So stand strong in what? Stand strong in Him. Amen. Stand strong in Him. He hasn't abandoned you. Amen. He went to the cross and defeated the cross, went to hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and He ascended into heaven. He says, I'm going, but I'll leave the Holy Spirit with you. Amen. And you know what? We are victorious through Him. So see yourself a winner the way He sees you. See yourself always the way He sees you, a winner, a champion, and an overcomer, knowing that you can do all things through Him. Amen. And know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Whew, hallelujah. Man, I am blessed already. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. You say that on a daily basis. Another one says, set apart. You have been set apart. It's so easy to go with the flow. Everybody's going this way, so I must go that way. Well, what does the Word of God say? You know, he said, don't go with the flow. It's easy to take the path of least resistance. Amen. Says, God hasn't called you to go with the flow. Be determined to press through every daily challenge. He leads you and guides you. His grace is sufficient so that even impossible things are possible to you. You are called. If nobody ever told you that, now you know. You are called. Who called you? He did. He's anointed you. He's equipped you. And he's chosen you. Amen. So you're somebody. Don't let nobody say you're nobody. You're somebody. You know what? I think I told you this a few Sundays back. I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you jealous. But don't be jealous. I'm just going to let you know I'm God's favorite child. Amen. But you know what you can do? You say the same thing. Says, no, no, Pastor. I am God's favorite child. That's right. See yourself that way. Praise God. I'm God's favorite child. Amen. Hallelujah. Says, so you're equipped and you're equipped. You're set apart and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. I can do all things through him. You know, whoo, hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Ooh, you got to be saved, amen. And we got to learn this. We have to learn this. We're going to be talking about this. Resist the devil. It didn't say resist the pastor. It didn't say resist the Word of God. It didn't say resist your enemy. If you want to know who your enemy is, go to the Bible, open the Bible, and they'll tell you the devil is your only enemy. Your neighbor, your co-worker, your doctor, whoever, you know, that's not your enemy. This is the devil is your enemy. You have been asking God to run the devil out of your life. Well, you know what? Stop. Because the Word of God tells us in James says, submit yourself to God. You resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. When you get full of the Word and the Word start flowing out of you, you're going to resist the devil. You know, pastor don't have to do it for you. Nobody else has to do it for you. And don't ask God. He says, stop. I gave you my word. You know what we need to do with the word? We need to open it up and read it and meditate on it and study it and get full of the word so it can start flowing out of us. He says, out of your own innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And you know, when you start confessing that word, the enemy says, I got to go find another place. I can't stay here no more. Amen. Praise God. Good. Says the word says you're the one who's supposed to take authority and overcome the devil. Resist him. Don't listen to his lies and do what he says. Instead, do what God tells you to do. Oppose him. Everywhere you go, you walk to in faith. That opposes the devil. Jesus himself is living inside of you. Wherever you go, he goes. Begin living knowing that Jesus is in you. Remember that the body said, the Word of God says that we're tri-being. We're a spirit. We live in, we have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So where's the Holy Ghost? In here. You ask Jesus to come into your life. You know what? The Holy Spirit, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our bodies. Oppose him. Everywhere you walk in faith and oppose the devil, Jesus himself is living in you. Wherever you go, he goes. Begin living knowing that Jesus is in you. The Word of God is in you. The Spirit of God is in you. You can do all things through Christ who lives in you. Amen. So, you know what you got to do? Resist the devil. Amen. Resist the devil. No. You know what? The world's been telling you this and you've been hearing this. You're just a little nobody. Okay? Don't listen to that. That's not what the Word of God says about you. Huh? You can do all things through him. You are a somebody. And you start confessing what the Word of God says. No matter what the world says. No matter what people say. No matter what your friends say. No matter what your coworkers say. Amen. You confess what the Word and start believing and doing what the Word says. Amen. I'm not conditioned by those things. I'm built up and I'm standing on what the Word of God says about me. Amen. It says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It says, no weapon. It says, for the weapon of warfare is not carnal, but they're mighty to God that are pulling down the strongholds. Woo, hallelujah. And listen to this. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Amen. So I'm not being concerned about that. You know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The word in me is greater of anything coming against me. Amen. Because that word, I'm going to confess what the word of God says. I'm going to do what he says. And when I do what he says, you know what? Enemy's got to go. He's got to honor and he's got to respect. Jesus already defeated him. You know what you got to do? Give no place to the devil. Also, let him know he's a defeated foe. Jesus defeated you. And Jesus, his Holy Spirit, is living in me. And I'm quoting the word. I'm confessing the word. Amen. Speak faith-filled words. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wait for the Lord. Listen, there is no shortage of God's power, might, and strength. Amen. Let's remember that. Amen. So, we're trusting him. It says, wait for the Lord. So I just wanted to thank the praise team. Amen. Thank the praise team because we sang a beautiful song a few minutes ago. And it goes like this. Go to the next one. It says this. It says, wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, what? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So listen, teach us, Lord. Teach us what? Teach us, Lord, to wait. Wait on him. Amen. So let's not get too busy for ourselves, you know, and say, well, we're busy. You know, busyness is not going to help you. Amen. Being faithful and do what he tells us to do. If he says wait, then you wait. Amen. But let's not get too busy like Mary and Martha. You know, Martha just busy, 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 busy. And no one even focused, didn't even pay no attention. Jesus is here. Mary saw Jesus. She went and honored him. And Martha came and says, hey, look, I need her to come help me. Amen. But God said it, Jesus set her in her place. Amen. So, there's no shortage of God's power and might and strength. Our way is not hidden from him. He has not forgotten about us. Sometimes we think he forgot about us, but he's not. The Bible says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's always with you. We're the ones that disconnect. We got to stay connected to the source. Amen. He's the vine and we're the branches. Amen. We forget about him. Amen. And stay in relationship with him and keep your minds renewed. Renewed with the word of God. You know, again, the world's going to bombard you through all kinds of ways. Amen. Negative ways. We got to renew our minds with the word of God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Renew. Keep your minds renewed. He makes himself, his power, and his might and strength available to us. We trust and have faith in him. Wait for him and his timing. He'll let you know. Amen. He'll let you know. See yourselves soaring with eagles, soaring with him as eagles over cares, over anxieties, over worries, problems, sicknesses, and lack. Amen. Whew, man, we're going to soar. You know, an eagle is a beautiful bird. Amen. It says, yeah, what happens in this world, we're going to have pressures. We're going to have things coming against us. And you know what? We're going to catch an attitude. Yeah. You're going to catch an attitude. If you're going to catch an attitude of gratitude. Yeah. Amen. Don't catch a bad attitude. It says attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. What's your attitude going to be? You know what? If I wake up each morning and I spend time with him and fellowship with him, I'm going to have the right attitude. I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Amen. Now I'm going to go out and serve the Lord. The next one, Carmen, says, listen to this one. You've seen this one before. If you're going to have a bad attitude, it's like a flat tire. If you got a car and you got to go somewhere, guess what? You ain't going anywhere until you change that tire. Amen. You're going to have to change that flat tire. So guess what? If you don't change your attitude, it says, if you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. If you don't change that tire, you ain't going anywhere. Or you don't walk. But if we're going to catch in that bad attitude, you know what? Don't go anywhere with that bad attitude. Change it. How do I change it? Get in the Word. Renew your mind with the Word of God. And catch the right attitude. And say, Lord, I just want to say thank you for waking me up. Thank you for all the things you've done for me. Amen. And catch the right attitude. You know, nobody wants your bad attitude. And you got a bad attitude, say bad things is going to come out of you. As a child of God, you got to renew your mind. You got to just confess the right things. Amen. Whew. Praise God. Man, that blessed me. Stay positive. Stay connected. Be available. Be a participator. Amen. He wants you to participate. Well, I was told I'm no good. I was told I can't do this. I can't do that. And I'm just going to sit. I'm just going to make myself happy or make myself sad, and I'm just going to stay here and bother nobody. Well, you know what? You're defeated already. Don't allow yourself to be defeated. Stay positive, not negative. Struggling, defeated. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a spectator. Amen. He didn't call you here to spectate and says, you know what? I came and I'm sitting and I'm seeing everybody doing everything wrong. I can do it all right. They're doing it all wrong. No, don't be a spectator. Be a participator. Be involved. You know, if you ever play team sports, it takes a team to win. You know, I is not involved, not in the word team. To get to a team spells T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. Or everybody, together, everyone accomplishes more as a team. Together in unity. We're playing to win. Amen. We're not playing to lose. And I has no place in it. Amen. It's about us in unity. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. We don't want you. He don't want you scratching with chickens or wallowing with pigs like the prodigal son, you know. He says, hey, Dad, give me what's mine. I'm out of here. I'm going to do my own thing, you know. So he did, but he went and lost it all. And, you know, we find ourselves without Christ. With him, we win. Without him, we lose. So don't catch yourself without him. Be involved. Be a team member. And we're in God's winning team. Amen. If you're on God's winning team, you'll never lose. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Having a winning attitude or having an attitude of gratitude. Thanking him. Confess the word. Speak faith-filled words. You know what? I can think negative things. I can think bad things to say, bad words. But I put a guard on my lips here, on my mouth, and I don't say those things. Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak, so be careful what you speak. I'm not going to say it just to please people. We've been saying this. We're not people pleasers. We're God pleasers. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. I'm not just going to go with the flow and repeat what somebody else said. Nope, I'm not going to say it. You say something negative about somebody, I say, no, they're a good person. But I'm not going to say they're bad. They're ugly. Amen. They're losers. No. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the next one, Carmen. Here we go. This is our key, our text, you know. Isaiah 40:31 says, in New King James says, but those... And you can put your name there if you want to. Who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amplified says, those that wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up as wings and rise up closer to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Keep going, Carmen. Psalms 27:14, a New Living Translation says, wait patiently for who? The Lord. He wants you to sit and wait. If he wants you to sit and wait, he's the one that's told you. So it's okay to sit and wait for him. It says, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. New King James says, wait for the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's okay to wait as long as he's the one that's telling you. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with that. We're going to find out it's about his timing, not about you being impatient, you know. And I say, well, I got to go. I got to do. Well, if you're going to go, you're going to go into enemy territory and unexpected things, you know. So you got to be careful. Wait for his timing. Psalms 23, I like this one. I was going to read scripture, 2nd and 3rd scriptures, but I'll read the whole thing to you. And if you don't have a copy of this, we can give you a copy. And I'm going to read it to you in a few minutes. But it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for what? His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have a copy of this. You can get this in the internet somewhere. But the church family has a copy of these. And if you don't have it, I can give you one. But it says, the Lord is my shepherd. That is relationship. I shall not want. That is supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That is rest. He gives us rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That is refreshment. He restoreth my soul. He's healing me. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness. That is for guidance. Amen. For his name's sake, that is purpose. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death. That's testing times. Amen. He says, I will fear no evil. That is protection. Remember, he's our shepherd. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That is discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. It says, thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is a blessing. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. That is security. And forever is for eternity. Amen. Whew, hallelujah, man. You can get a copy of this. You read that. It's more than just words. Amen. He provides for us. Amen. Whew, that's a blessing. Hallelujah. You can be blessed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Go to the next one, Carmen. Psalms 37:7 says, New Living Translation says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their evil schemes. Amen. Don't worry about what the world is saying. Just confess and be obedient to what God is telling you. Amen. And what his word is telling you. New King James says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways. They think they're doing good. Amen. They find out they're losing because of what man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Whoo, hallelujah. And the next one, we all know. This is great. Keep going. It says, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, New Living Translation, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you his path, which path to take. New King James says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you want anybody guiding you and directing your path, he is the one. Amen. Not people, amen, and not yourself, but go to him, and he will direct your path. He'll tell you which way to go. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you how to be involved, amen. You just got to make yourself available. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah 29:11 says, and NIV says, for I know the plans I have for you. You can put your name there. He knows the plans he has for Jose. What about you? You put your name there. It says, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Woo, hallelujah. New King James says, for I know the thoughts that I think of towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. He wants to bless you. He's not against you. The only one against you is the enemy. He don't want you to do anything. He wants you to just sit and be still and do nothing. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. In all cases, waiting expectantly with faith, hope, and trust. Waiting is trusting God's timing, character, and goodness. Amen. So you got to wait until He tells you, okay, it's okay to move. It's okay to go. It's okay to do. Amen. Praise God. Waiting on the Lord. Two key elements. Complete dependence on Him, allowing Him to decide the terms and the timing for His plan. Amen. There comes a time when you're waiting. But it's okay to wait, but wait patiently. Amen. Because this world, I'm telling you, this world is always in a rush. And you got to be careful. Amen. Patience is a product of faith. James 1 and 2 through 4 says in the easy to read version, says, my brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy, joyful. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end results will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be all God wants you to be. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. You be all God wants you to be. He's not holding you back. But you got to wait when He says wait. Wait on Him. His timing is right. Amen. New King James says, my brethren, count it all joy. And the Bible tells us also a joy. It says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So, praise God. You don't have to be down and out. You don't have to be sad and doom and gloom. Amen. It says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But patience let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. When you wait upon Him, you know what? He's going to fulfill everything, lacking nothing. Amen. But if you rush yourself, you know what? You're going to miss out. And you're going to get it. You don't want to be ahead of God. You want to be right there with Him, walking with Him. Amen. Not way ahead or just sitting down doing nothing. Woo, hallelujah. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. If you don't know it, now you know. Remember, we're a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. So Galatians 5:22 and 22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's another word for patience. Long-suffering. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The Amplified opens it up and says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the results of His presence within us is love, unselfish, concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. We won't know how to act while you're waiting. Don't have a bad attitude. You don't want that bad attitude. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Amen. We must learn to wait on the Lord. Things to have if you're going fishing. I used to go fishing all the time. I love fishing. One thing you got to have when you go fishing is a lot of patience. Well, you got to have the right equipment. And you got to have some bait. But you got to have patience. I went to fish. But I know I'm going to be patient until I catch something. And I have expectancy to catch something. Amen. So, but you got to have patience, expectantly, with faith and hope. You're going to catch something. Amen. So, praise God. Attitude, again, here we go. Attitude is a key thing here. And in our daily lives, be positive and not negative. Amen. Because you can be negative real quick. Well, we're not catching anything. It's too hot. It's all kind of things just pop up, okay? I didn't bring this. I didn't bring my bait. I didn't bring this. I didn't bring that. And you're going to be negative about the whole thing. You know what? I'm going to be positive the whole thing. I decided to go fish, so I'm going to be positive. And I'm positive. I'm expecting a catch. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You know, I'll wait. Attitude is a choice. Your choice. You choose. Are you going to have a good attitude or a bad attitude? It is contagious. Is yours worth catching? You want to give somebody a positive attitude, not a negative attitude. Amen. Says attitude is, well, we already you read it a few minutes ago, but attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. Attitude determines your altitude. Amen. Are you going to crash and go down because you got a bad attitude? Or are you going to go and soar up on high, you know, and catch the right attitude? Be positive. Or are you going to have a bad attitude and go low and scratch them with the chickens? The thing about it is, you're going to decide. You decide. It's your choice. I'm going to choose the positive way. I'm going to choose the right way. Amen. I'm going to represent him well and be the right person I need to be. Amen. You must choose and start every day with a good, positive attitude. The Bible tells us first in Philippians 4:13 says, I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You put your name there. Amen. Personalize that. And the Amplified says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. Who's called you to do it? He called you to do it. Amen. He didn't call you to put you on the spot. He called you because he knows you. He knows you better than yourself. Amen. He knows the worst about you and still loves you the most. More than anyone else. For God so loved the world. I'm talking about people that he gave. He sacrificed his only begotten son. So he knows the worst about you. People are going to talk about you, but that's okay. You know, my God loves me more. I'm God's favorite child, whether they know it or not. But I'm going to confess it, and it's going to come out of me, and it's going to make some people mad, but that's okay. I say, wait a minute. How can you be God's favorite child? I say, because I confess him as my Lord and Savior. And you could be his favorite person. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. He opened the door, so I just came in. Amen. It says, though through him who strength and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. He empowers me. He strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence. Peace. Amen. So you know what? He wants to bless you from the time you're born to the time you come of age of accountability and you start reading for yourself and getting the Word of God in you so that you can start growing and maturing and climbing up that ladder, you know, of maturity. Man, every time you go up a rung, there's new levels, new devils. But you know what? I'm maturing in the things of God. So you know what? Bring them on. They know. I'll just remind them, they're defeated. Amen. The greater one is in me than he that is in the world. Attitude of gratitude. Ephesians 5:20 says what? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amplify says, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. If you're going to have an attitude, get the right attitude. Amen. You know what? If you're filled with God and you've spent time with him, you're going to have the right attitude. And not only that, his love and his compassion is going to show through you. You're going to not only speak it, people are going to see it. And they say, man, I don't know what it is about you, but I want what you got. What is it you got? I say, Jesus. Amen. And you know what? Wherever you happen to be, wherever you work, wherever you live, wherever you shop, wherever you're at, the greater one is with you. and you share the good news. You share the gospel to people and let them know about God. Don't be ashamed. You know, they're not ashamed to cuss and fuss and have all kind of attitudes around you. So you know what? I'm going to show my right attitude, an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to let His love and His compassion flow through me so they can see it. And you know what? When they ask, I'm going to let them know Jesus can change you. You need Jesus in your life. Amen. All you need to do is confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Have a winning attitude. Matthew 6:33. We know this one. It says, go to the next one, Carmen. We'll go back to that one. It says Matthew 6:33-34. I included 34 because you can't leave without it. It says, but seek first what? His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Seek Him first. You know, I tell you this from time to time. You know what? If you're going to serve God, main thing you got to do is you're going to make some changes. First change you need to make is you got to dethrone yourself. Get yourself off the throne and put Him on the throne. Seek Him first, says, but seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. So I've dethroned myself. And I put Him on the throne, and I'm seeking Him first. And then 34 says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. I'm worried about all kinds of things. You know, hey, a new month of August. Oh, my God. And new week, new month. I've got so many things. But it says, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. So you know what? Next month, you know what? Just trust God with this new day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to have the right attitude. Rejoice and be glad in it. But you know what? If you got all the cares of the world and you haven't given it to Him, you're just going to have a bad and sad day. Not only that, and you know what? It's going to show and it's going to come out. It's going to come out, oh, man, I'm having a bad day. Oh, man, me too. You know, and you're agreeing with the negative stuff. Don't confess that. Have a blessed day. Rejoice and be glad in it. Who's giving you the new day? He did. And He wants you to be His representative. Amen. And be a minister of reconciliation, bringing people to Christ. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Not only that, John 3:16 says what? For I know, for this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Woo, hallelujah. New King James said, for God so loved the world. We're talking about world. If He's talking about the world, we're talking about people. And everybody in this world is not saved. And every time you go to work, every time you leave your door, out your house, you know, you run into people everywhere you go. You can't hide from them. Amen. So you're around people all the time. Be a positive representative of Jesus. Amen. People are going to see you, and that's okay. They talk about me. Oh, you know what? He's a pastor. Oh, you know what? He's a Christian. Yeah. Praise God. The greater one lives in me. And you know what? When they need prayer and they find themselves in crisis, they're going to find you quick. Say, don't let nobody know. Hallelujah. Since New King James, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And, you know, you need to know this. You're going to have an everlasting life somewhere, either up in heaven or down in hell. But that's your choice. He gave you a free will. He gave you a free will. You have to decide. You want to live in heaven or you want to live in hell. Says, this is not my home. This is not my home. We're just passing through. Heaven is our home. Amen. Especially if you're a child of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Sometimes we feel like we haven't accomplished anything. You know, if you haven't renewed your mind, you start thinking that way. I haven't accomplished anything. I'm just wasting time. I'm just spinning my wheels. Impatience, get irate, and edgy. We need to renew our minds. We need to renew our strength. It requires that we wait upon the Lord, even in the middle of great trials. We're waiting on Him because He says to wait on Him. If we wait on the Lord, we will reap, we will gain, we will earn, we'll acquire, we'll win, and we'll obtain if we wait on Him. Our faith and our trust must be tested to gain new strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not going to finish this today. Amen. So we're going to be stopping. But one thing He tells us to do, He tells us to wait on Him. And He tells us in 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, casting all cares upon Him. You can take all the cares of the world. And you know what? You're going to find yourself in trouble. Because He says, cast it on Me. Give it to Me. I've got better plans for you. I've got great plans for you. I want you to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So don't take the cares of the world. He says, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares about you. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, there's your enemy right there, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know who he's looking for? He's looking for all the people talking negative, speaking defeat. And He wants to come and steal. Bible says, steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And the Amplified says, casting all cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deep affection and watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. The enemy of yours, the devil. See, he's identified it right there. He says, that enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. Amen. Give no place to him. That's what the Bible says. We'll get to that next week. Amen. Praise God. But still, hallelujah. It says, wait on the Lord is to stop all activities, quiet yourself, focus your attention on Him, and cast all cares on Him. Amen. So we'll stop right there. Amen. But no, our key scripture, our text says, for those who wait upon the Lord, look for and hope in Him, will gain new strength and new powers. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. That's from the Amplified. You can put it back on the screen, Carmen. Isaiah 40 and 31 is the first one. Is the very first one. Keep going up. That's it right there. I just read you the Amplified version. But says the New King James says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. So let's remember this. Wait on the Lord. You know, let's not get way ahead of Him or just stop and do nothing. I mean, He wants us to be there with Him. And He wants to fellowship with us on a daily basis, spend time with Him on a daily basis. Amen. Did you learn something, church? Praise God. Well, good. Those of you watching, if you haven't confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, you know, now's the time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've been running from You just like the prodigal son. It's time for me to come home. You know, just say, you know, say, hey, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And start living for Him. Get into a Bible-based church where they teach the Word of God so that you can start growing and having in fellowship and being encouraged in the things of God. Amen. And get yourself a Bible and start reading it. Amen. And let the word of God come in you and change it from inside out. Amen. And you start fulfilling whatever mission God has for you. He put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. If you have sickness attacking your body, you know what you do? It says, hey, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. So I receive no malfunctions in my body. So whatever it is that you need, I need a healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. And I'm standing on your word. By Jesus Christ, I'm healed. So sickness has to go. Sickness has to go. Flee. I rebuke you. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Jesus paid for it all on the cross. And by his stripes, I am well and I'm healed. So body, line up with the word. Receive your healing. And be healed totally from head to toe. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. And it's time to give. Just go to a website. It should be on your screen. NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. For Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. Amen. Praise God.